When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Guess who's back? Happy Friday, Black Twitter. We've gone through another week. We're taking one step at a time. Basically, we're winning. Yes, winning. I want to remind you all to go to goodmorningblacktwitter.com and sign up for the newsletter because it goes out Saturday. It's dope and it's free. And whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Now we're 24 days away from the special Halloween episode of goodmorningblacktwitter.com and I'm so excited. I can't wait to share it with y'all. Be sure to tune in on October 31st and tell a friend. It's gonna be good. So today I tweet for people who use their camera phones as mirrors. I mean, it's there. You need to see if you have lipstick or spinach on your teeth. Unlock that bad boy in 2 seconds, bam. Front-facing camera is a mirror. Oh, and you know what I realized? You know how front-facing cameras distort your face and make your forehead look big or your jaw look real wide? Like in real life, you're cute, but on camera, you look like you have Peyton Manning head. Well, if you turn your phone from portrait mode to landscape mode, that means it's from side to side, you too can have a regular face again on camera. Like you can take a selfie and not look like an alien. I don't know if you realize this, but this is a groundbreaking discovery, y'all. I just saved some social lives. I just saved my social life. But you know, now this gives me pause because along with the front-facing camera taking better selfies in landscape mode, the regular camera takes better video in landscape mode too. And now I'm wondering why the people who make cameras don't just design them to default to landscape mode. I mean, think about it. In the history of taking pictures, I mean like when we used to use real cameras, if you wanted to take a portrait mode shot, you had to turn your camera the long way because automatically the default was landscape mode. The default way to take a picture used to be a wider shot. But oh no, 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 not with the new 2000 Twinkie cameras. Now, smartphone cameras default to a narrower shot, which goes against generations of picture-taking behavior, leaving us with distorted faces in our selfies and videos with those ugly black bars.
No thank you.
So, you know, it'd be nice if the people who actually put cameras in smartphones would go back to the old aspect ratio defaults that we were all used to for more flattering videos and images. But until they do, remember to turn your phone from portrait mode to landscape mode so we can all enjoy a more flattering view. Okay, now that that's out the way, can we talk about passive-aggressive people? For those of you who aren't 100% on what being passive-aggressive means, it just means that you're avoiding direct communication and opt for things like verbal sounds and facial expressions in the hopes that the other person gets their implied meaning. Like, have you ever gotten on a bus or train and the person you're sitting or standing next to just starts groaning and grunting to voice their displeasure? That's passive aggressiveness. And in most cases, it's not only ineffective, it's downright annoying. I don't know about you, but passive aggressive people make me aggressively passive. Like, I become determined not to give you whatever it is you want but won't verbalize. Like, I mean, I pride myself on being emotionally intelligent, so I can usually pick up on nonverbal cues, but there's nothing I hate quite like people who expect you to read their minds instead of just saying what they need to say. They'll give you a instead of just saying, excuse me, would you back up a little bit? Or whatever the issue is. Now I know what you're thinking. Jeannie, that never works. Au contraire, mon frère. You'd be surprised to find how many people acquiesce to simple requests that are simply stated. And even if it doesn't work every time, I guarantee you it's more effective than huffing and puffing and hoping that the person does what you want them to do, even though you didn't ask them to do what you want them to do, so you can't even say for sure that they know what you want them to do it. Because they might even know that there's something wrong, but they're waiting for you to verbalize what you need. And then you might have somebody like me, because I pretty much live for the opportunity to be a justified jerk. I will see your passive-aggressive moaning and groaning and raise you complete obliviousness. And the whole time you'll be the one who's angry and miserable, and I'll just be chilling, all because you refuse to open your mouth. Aggressively passive. Are you passive-aggressive? Have you ever had to deal with someone who's passive-aggressive? Hit me up in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or at me on Twitter at GMBTShow. I'll be back next week with more show. Y'all have a great Friday and a good morning, Black Twitter.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.